Singapore Prime Minister Lawrence Wong announced his cabinet lineup on Wednesday following PAP's general election victory on May 3rd. Here are the major movements in his first cabinet after succeeding former PM Lee Hsien Loong. Mr. Chan Chun Sing will be the new Minister for Defence, taking over Dr. Ng Eng Hen, who retired after 14 years in the role. Mr. Chan will also be appointed Coordinating Minister for Public Services and will hand over his role as Minister for Education to Mr. Desmond Lee, who was up till recently the Minister for National Development. Mr. Lee will remain as Minister in charge of Social Services Integration. Filling in the role of Minister for National Development will be Mr. Chee Hong Tat, who will leave his post as Minister for Transport and Second Minister for Finance. Meanwhile, Mr. K. Shanmugam will be appointed Coordinating Minister for National Security. He will remain as Minister for Home Affairs but relinquish his role as Minister for Law. Taking over as Law Minister will be Mr. Edwin Tong, who will also take on another role as Second Minister for Home Affairs and will no longer be the Minister for Culture, Community and Youth. Moving on to other ministerial appointments, Mr. Ong Ye Kang will be appointed Coordinating Minister for Social Policies and will continue as Health Minister and Minister in Charge of Aging Issues. Dr. Tan Si Leng will be appointed Minister in Charge of Energy and Science and Technology in the Ministry of Trade and Industry. He will remain as Manpower Minister. Some new faces were also appointed as new political office holders. Mr. Jeffrey Seow will be appointed Acting Minister for Transport in place of Mr. Chee Hong Tat. Mr. Seow, who was previously Second Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Manpower and Ministry of Trade and Industry, will also be appointed Senior Minister of State in the Ministry of Finance. Former Chief of Army David Neo will be appointed Acting Minister for Culture, Community and Youth. Mr. Neo will also be appointed as Senior Minister of State in the Ministry of Education. Mr. Dinesh Vasudash, former CEO of the Agency for Integrated Care, will be appointed Minister of State in the Ministry of Culture, Community and Youth. Ms. Jasmine Lau, who was Deputy Secretary at the Ministry of Health, will be appointed Minister of State in the Ministry of Digital Development and Information and the Ministry of Education. Former Brigadier General Goh Pei Ming will be appointed Minister of State in the Ministry of Home Affairs and Ministry of Social and Family Development. Lastly, some notable updates. PM Lawrence Wong will keep his second role as Minister for Finance and will have Mr. Gan Kim Yong as his sole Deputy Prime Minister. Mr. Wong also said that the absence of Labour Chief Ng Chee Meng from the Cabinet is temporary, adding that he looks forward to having an NTUC Secretary-General joining the core team eventually.